This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show called the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. Let's have a round of applause. Rich McFadden is here. Yay, Richie. Okay, go ahead. Clapping. Ken Kessler is here. Yay. Charlotte is here. Yay.
She's clapping.
Not quite. She's stirring, but she's not clapping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right, so the Good Day Program. I have a lot of varying and sundry things that will attract your attention. Hopefully that's the idea as we put each hour of the program together. It's aimed at getting you to listen longer. Duh. So, what are we going to do this hour to keep people tuned to the radio, Richie, other than discussing important issues of the day or wrapping?
We're going to have a little fun, talking about what's going on in the world.
Well, the business.
Do a little dance, get down.
Marijuana, tonight. Get down, yeah. Marijuana in the focus.
See?
It's big business. It is. So we'll talk about that with a fellow who's become an expert. He's publishing a magazine, as a matter of fact, about marijuana.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Hey, man.
All right, so we have that going for us. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to visit with us later on in the hour. I want to go back to the Ebola conversation with him a little bit and how it is we can, does immunity have, he's big on the immune system. I don't know that if you get a Ebola that even a strong immune system is going to help you there. By the way, the fellow from England who's the Ebola patient William Pooley has been treated with the ZMAP, and after having been treated the last 4 or 5 days, was actually discharged from the hospital this morning. So this stuff really does seem to work. Whether or not it's going to be produced, there were 1,000 doses that went over to, I think they were not Sierra Leone, it probably was in Nigeria, not Nigeria, in why did it just not Libya? Where was the first case? It wasn't Sierra Leone. Was it Liberia? I think it was Liberia.
Yeah, Liberia. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, and by the way, most people that you talk to on the street don't know the difference between Libya and Liberia. They think they're one and the same. They think we're mispronouncing. It's kind of like library and library and February and February. Liberia is in Africa. Libya is in the Middle East. Yes, Rich.
I consider myself a fairly educated guy and knowing what's going on.
Glad you do.
Fairly, I said. Not very.
It's because you listen to me with regular.
Well, I mean, we're all here chatting every morning, so, I mean, we learn. There have been a few countries, and I'm not ashamed to admit this, that they're talking about with this Ebola thing. I'm like, where?
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Across the Horn of Africa, a lot of countries nobody ever heard of. And one of them is Sierra Leone.
I have heard of that, obviously.
Liberia is another. You keep going east from there into Nigeria and Eritrea.
What was the country?
There are the areas that are north and south of there, right on the equator. Most people don't know anything about those countries because there's no oil there. And that's why nobody knows anything about them. And that's pretty much the bottom line. So the point is there are a lot of Ebola stories that continue every day, and there are those people, for example, Doctors Without Borders are saying today that we don't have the right assessment of this. We, the world community, doesn't. It's something that started to grow in late March. Nobody paid any attention to it until late May. And basically now, these areas in West Africa are completely overwhelmed by the disease because they have no way of educating the public how to stay away from it. We know because, as Richie said, we chat about these things every day. But and we're trying to make sure we stay away from it. as a collective, even though there are people from America going over there to help and they come back and are they exposing us and all that discussion has taken place, it doesn't speak to the fact that there are the potential of the 20,000 deaths here, 40, 50,000 cases of it. And I think right now it's there are 13, 14,000 cases of it. It's gone up from 4 or 5,000, and it will continue unless you tell people or educate them or fix it, whether you quarantine the whole country, so that they aren't doing what they do. The people, when the family members of these people who die from it get around and they start hugging them and kissing them, they're just getting the disease.
Right.
And they can't seem to get away from it. All right, so anyway, that's something that is worthy of our attention, and so that's the update.
Burkina Faso.
Uh-huh.
Help me out there. Just below Mali, above Ghana, the Ivory Coast.
Well, what do you want to know? Why is it there?
I have no idea what it is.
It's a tribal. Those areas are all tribal. They are now, they recognize the tribal validity of the original inhabitants, and so they've sort of separated off some of these countries that are basically just tribal. Not that they're any different than the Sunnis. I mean, think about it as the African equivalent of the Sunnis. All right?
Okay. Well,
those
good.
People in those tribes. That's what they're all there. Those are tribal entities and tribal countries. All right. I'm taking a big, deep breath here. Not because I'm inhaling some marijuana, because you wouldn't find me doing that. But we are going to entertain Greg James, who's the founder of the B2B magazine, that's business to business, Marijuana Ventures. All right, the only publication of its type. There now is a magazine devoted to the business of selling marijuana. You want to know how big this business could get? Stay tuned up next here on Good Day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager,
Summer Ale,
Summer Fest,
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Welcome to the Boston Market responsibly.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Ken and I have with us Greg James. His website is marijuanaventure.com. That's the name of his magazine. It's devoted to the expanding business of selling marijuana legally. How did you happen to pursue this, Greg? What's your story?
Well, my background is in consumer software publishing, and I guess about, you know, a year ago, I was looking for something else to do because that business has slowed down, you know, with digital downloading. Mm-hmm. And I also knew a guy who was an editor of a small paper back in Eastern Washington who was quitting his job there and just sort of suggested, you know, I had this idea to do a newsletter, asked him if he wanted to do it with me, and the rest is history. We started out with 8 pages in March, and I think October is going to be about 100 pages.
And what's the content, basically? What are you're selling to the trade, if you will, and there's a big, there are now 120 recreational pot dispensaries just in Colorado alone, never mind what would happen. There are 500 medical storefronts there, but Washington State going down the same road. In Massachusetts, where I live, there are going to be 20 medical dispensaries. So whether it's medical or recreational, you're covering that ground. Is that right?
Yeah, what Marijuana Venture is basically pure business. It's not a stoner magazine at all. There's no culture stuff in it.
Of course, but the people who would be silly about it would say, oh, yeah, man, it's all about getting stoned.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Oh, yeah. I did it in college. I did it back in the 80s. You know, I just kind of quit in the late 80s.
Where do you live, Greg? Do you live in, pardon? Do you live in Oregon or Colorado?
No. I live in Washington. Washington's the other state that's legal. So
Washington,
two. And I live a place called Mercer Island.
Neat place.
Neighbors with Paul Allen.
Those islands are just magnificent off the coast of Washington.
Great, so what kind of new business is popping up? Because, I mean, this is a big business now.
Well, you know, lawyers are having a field day. I mean, they've got a ton of work.
How so?
Well, you know, with all the new regulations and stuff, I mean, it's very tightly regulated. It's not the kind of deal where you can just open up a shop. It's very similar out here to opening a bar. You have to pass background checks and all kinds of stuff like that. So the lawyers have a lot of work. Accountants. We've got farm supply companies. We've got insurance companies.
Farm supply company. You mean selling to help the growth of marijuana be no weeds and all that kind of stuff? See if we can't find Roundup for marijuana. Yeah, all right, I got it. Yep. Okay.
Well, you know, nutrients, logistics, light companies, packaging companies. You know, because I mean, one of the deals obviously is that it's not going to be sold in a plastic bag on the street corner anymore. No. So they need to have legitimate packaging.
At least not in those states.
Yeah.
So, you could have a separate, you could have a column on how to be careful selling in states where it's not legal.
Oh, yeah.
Has there been a study on how much revenue it's adding to Washington?
I think the numbers I've heard are that Washington will be similar to Colorado, and they're both kind of predicting about $1 billion a year in legal marijuana sales when it's, you know, kind of going full speed. But you have to remember, out here, it's been kind of slow. It's taken a while to get everybody up to speed.
We only have about a minute left here. Who are going to be the advertisers in this magazine, Marijuana Ventures?
Well, we've got packaging companies, soil companies, law firms, like I mentioned, accounting. Accountants, property owners, staffing companies. There are folks who make refining products to refine pot into hash oil. I've got greenhouse companies advertising. I'm paging through the magazine now. I think I mentioned light companies, the folks who sell the grow lights.
Yes.
You know, a lot. I mean, but it's not
smart.
If you look at Marijuana Venture, the magazine, it's not like High Times where it's bongs and vape pipes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's an entrepreneurial adventure, and it's smart. Whether you agree with using marijuana or not, this guy's a smart businessman. Greg James, thank you for being here telling us the story of Marijuana Ventures. Everybody.
Minute. many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to be this damn old.
One of the great country performers, I don't want to say past and present, but he's been around for a while. Probably in most people's mind, when it comes to an iconic image of the country world, Garth Brooks has it. He has ended his 13-year hiatus with a comeback single called People Loving People. So if you're a yee-haw person, yee-haw, country radio debuting this single. Did we find that? That's our message.
It's not
out,
out
today.
It comes out later.
It's supposed to be, but he's doing this himself. Through
he's
his
releasing
website.
It on his own without any help from a music publishing company or
really.
Good for him. So he keeps all the dough himself.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, so he's going to start a world tour to support this tomorrow. This guy's very smart, other than being really rich. He's a pleasant fellow, apparently, from all accounts. I've never met him, never talked to him on the air. I don't think we've ever had him on. Have you, Richie?
I don't remember. We've never had him on.
First name? Troil, as in royal with a T in front. Yeah. Garth Brooks. Troil Garth Brooks.
Uh-huh. But he looks the part, and I sense that there's a...
he's a decent guy.
Basic
he's
bottom line guy. Yeah. Yeah, right. Very giving. So anyway, the world tour begins, I think it's tomorrow, in Chicago, going to all the major cities in America and around the world to promote. He's going to make a ton, a boatload. That's the way to do it. Tell everybody you're going to do it. You're a popular, iconic figure. Did I use that word twice to describe him? We didn't use it earlier on. But he is an icon. He's a country music icon, for sure. So good luck to him.
Well, forget country music. Icon. I mean, only the Beatles and Elvis best him in certain categories.
Volume. Yep, number of hits, et cetera, et cetera. You're right.
Albums have 68,630,000 albums.
Make a buck a piece on those. You're in pretty good shape.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Let's go a little bit further. Let's dig a little deeper into this for a minute. Thinking about the inspiration, we have often decried the fact that our public school system is eliminating music programs because when the towns, cities, states helped to supply equipment and money for these programs, they were fine. The feds come along and say, okay, we're going to do this now. We'll help you out. So for 14, 15, 16 years, they provide money for the school systems to run the music program because it's good. And then the state stopped funding it, town stopped funding it. So now the feds pull out of it, no more music education. That's how it works. That's how insidious the federal government is in sticking their hands into everything that you do. There's an interesting, very compelling, in fact, study that's out today about how playing a musical instrument. Richie, you have gotten this, and your children have gotten it. How many of you at home are encouraging your children to learn how to play a musical instrument?
Music changed my life.
All right, well, this will, and that's a great thing to underscore here.
Yeah.
Because according to this study, playing an instrument makes your children a better student. So if you encourage your children, if you want them to be better students, then encourage them to play a musical instrument. I'd much rather, although it's well-rounded, we would like to have our children all well-rounded. It's well-rounded the goal that we have our children to be athletic, strong of body, strong of mind, good student, be able to play instruments. Not many people can do all of them. If I had a child coming along and they showed some athletic endeavor or interest, then I'd encourage them to do a few things. But if, in fact, they had any musical ability at all, I would certainly, certainly send them for musical training.
We have a set of drums in our basement. We have a piano. We have four guitars.
Yeah, perfect.
And Sean just started trombone lessons. And I'm buying Juliana a ukulele, a little teeny guitar.
It attunes the brain in ways linked directly to improving skills in reading and speech, that sort of thing. So pay attention to that. Encourage your children to be playing instruments. 28 after on Good Day.
You're a brand.
So when you're looking to sell yourself as a job applicant, you want to distinguish yourself, you want to highlight your strength, you want to package yourself.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Well, you really need to sit down and identify your skills.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
So don't just think about past activities or past positions that you've had, but think about the skills that you've used, how you've applied them to the benefit of your employer, and what the tangible outcomes are.
List all the attributes you bring to the table. Then it's easy to articulate why you're a great bargain for an employer. Here's how John describes himself.
Well, I think my brand is ability to lead large, complex organizations, both in times of transition and in times of less tumult.
For more tips and advice on how to articulate and advertise your brand, check the link on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See Club.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken. Yeah, Ken Kessler's here. Rich McFadden is here.
Hello.
And Jack Stockwell is here. We want to get into this whole business about varying things this morning. News-wise, medically speaking, there are several things that I want Jack to be involved in. First, the discussion that wraps itself around CVS's announcement that it's going to stop selling cigarettes because they say they don't want to present that image anymore. They are a health store. As a matter of fact, they're rebranding themselves, Jack, as CVS Health. Now, that's their new corporate name starting the 1st of September. And in league with that, they've stopped selling cigarettes. This is a strategic plan, they say, as they are looking to move out ahead of Walmart and Rite Aid and some of the other stores like that that are nothing more than drug convenience stores. So they don't like that. They've made deals with the government to provide various services, and I think that's their blood pressure test that they do, flu vaccines, all that kind of stuff. Now, I know you don't like the reality of what they do, and I don't much care either for the sorts of things, but they're allowing people to make the decision, et cetera, et cetera. But with CVS doing it, they have 7,700 stores in America. Walgreens has about 6,400. Rite Aid has about 1,400. But there's Walmart that has a pharmacy. There's Ralph's. I mean, pretty much all the major food stores have pharmacies connected to them, too. So is this a move that will find traction? Is this something that's intelligent? I mean, this doesn't speak to the kind of medicine that you and I appreciate because we don't, I mean, you need CVS once in a while for a prescription, but sure. I don't need to go there for anything.
There's other things the local drugstore will have other than pharmaceuticals.
that are, you know, the sanitation stuff and baby stuff,
yeah,
and the kinds
hydrogen
of things.
Hydrogen peroxide,
that,
things like
that. That you don't want to go into a big grocery store. You just stop at the local pharmacy or drugstore and pick that stuff up. The media got us to call them drugstores. They used to be called something else.
Mm-hmm.
We think of them as drug this, drug for that. Again, I have two things that I always try to break down some news item into two categories. Number one, does it make sense? And number two, follow the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette sales in this country are off.
Way up.
Teenagers, it's up. But yeah, the older you get, when you get past 25, there's less and less cigarette sales in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So my first cynical thought here is that this is an economic move that is painted as a health move in order for people to start looking at CVS a little bit more closely than somebody else. Because why? They may be a combination of a drugstore and a health food store, which is the image that they're trying to portray at this point in time.
Well, not when if you, you go look there, up and down. If you go in there and see all the Coca-Cola, that's for sale, all the sugarized cereals and all that stuff. Yeah,
exactly what I'm coming to, because the local Walgreens next to my house, I would say roughly 20-25% of that store is processed carbohydrate products, snack foods, and sugar drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the far end of it, you have to go buy all that stuff till you get to the very back of the store where the pharmacy is.
Let's talk about a couple of things. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, interesting, you may have been listening to me when I talked about milk and why milk is placed where it is in the store. The milk is a lost leader.
Well,
you go into most stores, even if they're the good stores, they sell milk at less than what it costs them to buy it and less than what it costs the farmer to produce it, because when people go to the store, they want milk, they basic eggs, you know, that kind of stuff, dairy products. That's always been the driving force. That's how all these stores got started. They were dairy stores.
Yeah.
And they branch
eggs,
off.
Eggs, milk, and cheese.
Right. That's it. Remember the old Kennedy chain? Kennedy's butter and eggs. They were all around. Anyway, the point is that as you go down the aisles, you fill up your basket with all kinds of bad stuff. When you go into CVS, they do have Coca-Cola. They do have things that are bad for you. And it's almost an insidious sort of a thing. They may not stop selling those because they are bad for you. And it's good for business if they sell you drugs to fix the things that you break by eating bad food.
They're not going to stop selling something that makes a bottom line profit.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes got a bad name. Cigarettes also have a drop in sales.
The PR move here is a brilliant PR move. That's what you say about what they've done. Okay, let's keep moving. The story of Brett and Nagma King, who are holding a news conference today in Spain. Yesterday, the Brits dropped charges against them. Their crime? Seeking medical treatment for their son without a doctor's consent. 5-year-old boy has some sort of really bad brain tumor. The Kings are now in Spain because they are going to get this treatment there they couldn't get in England, and they are suing the British authorities and government for criminal slander, false imprisonment, and the kinds of things that are about as ignorant as you could possibly imagine in this day and age. We talk about the Middle East and these thugs that are over there killing people. This sort of thing isn't much better, frankly, and if I were a Brit, I'd be ashamed of what they've done. We've done the same kind of stuff in America, and I'm ashamed of us for doing that. If somebody wants to get treatment, it's none of your business. Let them go take care of the child in the best way possible.
Yes. The British government wants to extradite them back to England.
Yeah.
To prosecute them.
And so,
you know, they run off to Spain because they have this new proton beam radiation therapy that England doesn't have. It's the same thing here between the United States and Mexico.
Yep.
The Mexico is loaded with people who have, with therapists, doctors, well-trained MD-oriented doctors who have great therapies and cures for cancer.
Mm.
And I've had some patients here that I've said, listen, I know what your problem is. You're not going to get it taken care of in this state. You're going to have to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And the Gerson therapy just thrives in Mexico. It's the same thing, except we haven't started threatening our American citizens with going down there and getting treatment, getting cured, coming back home and then throwing them in jail. We haven't gone that far yet. But the medical system in England is just as corrupt and rotten as it is here. It's all business. It's all money.
Let's spend a minute talking again about the facts versus the fiction when it comes to Ebola and these outbreaks. There is a virological analysis that's out today that shows no link between the Ebola outbreaks in West Africa
and the outbreaks in the Congo. That is, the World Health Organization says there haven't been people that they could find that have traveled from the Congo to other places in West Africa. So what does that mean? How does... I mean, it's not likely to break out in America, but is this something that a strong immune system can ward off, or is it just too
powerful? Well, you're better off, obviously, with a much stronger immune system. I've got a free handout. People want it. I'd give it to them by email on how to build the immune system. You just, you know, office@jackstockwell.com. Just ask for it. I'll send it to you for free on how to build the immune system. But you've got hundreds of millions of people in Africa. And we're watching every single one of them. We know for absolute certain that an Ebola infected person with whether they call EBD, I think they're calling it now, who in Western Africa made it to the Congo without being detected by somebody somewhere saying these things. Also, the WHO just announced, along with a physicist from, I think it's Northeastern University there in Boston, who just released numbers about 2 or 3 days ago saying at the current rate of growth, there will be 100,000 cases by December. At the same time, they're trying to tell us, well, don't worry about what's going on in the Congo. The Sudan government authorities just announced, I think it was this weekend, it is now illegal in East Darfur or West Darfur to say anything on TV or radio about Ebola. Even though there's Ebola cases now in the Sudan, it is illegal to make public statements about Ebola in Darfur. So the problem continues to expand, and the cover-up continues to expand, because this stuff can be very terrifying once the real dynamic behind this is finally dawning on people's minds, that this could end up being a worldwide catastrophe, not just Western
Africa. At what point do they put a travel ban on Africa, any outgoing?
Well,
at what point
they
does the United States government tell U.S. companies that fly in and out of Africa to shut them down?
I talked to a flight attendant, a 30-year veteran flight attendant, the other day with Delta. And I said, what is Delta telling you people about your international flights, domestic flights, whatever, regarding Ebola? And she kind of looked at me puzzled and said, nothing. So they haven't told you anything?
Right.
And she says, no, not a word.
It's coming.
Not a word.
It's coming.
Well,
hey,
coming.
Listen.
Because
if they get
it won't be
past,
long.
Anywhere close to 10,000, I mean 100,000. If they go past 4,000 or 5,000 down there, it's going to get shut down.
Well, they're approaching 5,000 now, and approaching was a 1,600 deaths so far, something like that.
Yeah.
But 20% of the cases of Ebola happened last week.
That's the
indication of what kind of steam is behind this dynamic right now. 20% of the cases last week.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, which is at jackstockwell.com, and read the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Up next on the Good Day program, how to build your retirement, your tax-free nest egg. That's the focus. Your finances next on Good Day.
So much has changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with GEICO, we always had good car insurance.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer company, Boston Adams. Take it responsibly.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with a focus on your money, wealth, strategies? How do you get into a better place than you are right now? I know I've got everybody's attention. I hope I have, because this is important to think ahead, not just where you are right now, but where are you going? The lady joining me now is Lorette Ellsworth, who is a strategic wealth coach, a retirement planner. The book she's written is called The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. So Raft, R-A-F-T, one could use one's imagination, Lorette, and think, okay, Raft, saving oneself, et cetera, et cetera. Is that the connection, or am I taking too much license?
Absolutely. You got it spot on there, Doug. The RAF stands for Retirement Approach Free of Tax, and of course it's a way that we outline how to take charge of your future through responsible, safe investing, using properly designed and funded equity index universal life contracts. And this is certainly according to IRS guidelines, and that's what we spell out in the book, along with ways that you can protect your qualified accounts. So if you've contributed to an IRA or a 401k or a TSP, we also have programs that are built on that same chassis, being able to preserve your asset while still getting a great rate of return. And that's what the RAF strategy is all about.
So a lot of people would say, all right, Lorette, I'm invested in bonds. I'm safe. I'm conservative. I'm getting 3-4%. Maybe if I'm lucky, some of the older ones, I'm getting 5%. Why do I need to go with you and work this over when I've already gotten something that is pretty good and I'm comfortable with?
Well, I hear you. I mean, a lot of people are concerned, and there's kind of different ways that you can go with investing. You can maybe risk your money a little bit and hope for a higher rate of return, or you can go conservative and you know, get a more modest rate of return. I sort of look at it like the story of the three bears. You know, when Goldilocks walked into the home, she saw three bowls of porridge on the table, and she was bold enough to start taking bites of everything. Well, she took a bite of the Papa Bear's porridge first, and it was too hot. And in my mind, that's kind of like investing everything in the stock market. Everything's at risk. It's too hot.
Right.
Whereas, you know, and then she went ahead and took a bite of the Mama Bear's porridge, and that was
too cold.
Poor baby. It wasn't satisfying. It was
and
too cold.
Then,
yeah, there was not enough interest being generated there, right? Kind of like a bank or a CD, like you indicated.
Yeah. Who in his or her right mind would put money in the bank? And it's understandable why the interest rates are so low, because they can only charge, 4% is the average mortgage these days, so they're going to make a couple of points, so they give you 2 if you're lucky and you keep the money there a long time, right?
And in most cases now, it's even below 1%. And
right.
I think it's just because people get a little bit afraid. You know, they're concerned about the stock market and what it's done, but we've got the best of both worlds. We've got baby bear porridge. It's the best of both worlds.
That's
just right. So you've got the principal protection, meaning the account itself is linked to the growth of the market, but not the decline. So if you kind of look back in history over the past 14 years, we've had 5 years that were bear market years, meaning the market went down. Well, we don't want to have any kind of a decrease in our accounts, of course. We don't want to lose money. It's kind of like Will Rogers said back in the days. He says, you know, I'm more concerned with the return of my money than the return on my money, right? Am
that's
I right?
Pretty, I mean, remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to at least get my money back.
Right. Yeah. The worst nightmare, and the reason people stay up at night and, you know, rock back and forth with their head in their hands is because, my goodness, I've been losing money in the stock market.
Before we tell people how to get to you, it's fairly easy. It's 866-620-4376, 866-620-HERO, or you can go to Raft, RAFTstrategy.com. My father was not good at investing. He made some pretty good money over the years, and he had $4 or $5 million tied up in various ways of securing his retirement. And for whatever reason, he went to one of these seminars
He was a local fellow, and he was in his, I don't know, mid-70s at the time, late-70s. And there were 40 or so people at this seminar. And pretty much all of them were convinced by this guy, who was a great salesman, to give him as much money as possible. My father invested $3 million with this guy and lost it all.
Holy smokes. Oh, yeah, exactly. It was a Ponzi scheme.
So, well, it was really, and they sued him, and he got like $400,000 back, 10 cents on the dollar, that sort of thing. But that's what you need to look out for, folks. That's the reason that you check out this the RAFStrategy.com website and the book, The RAF Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. And that's why you call 866-620-HERO, 866-620-4376. Our thanks to Brett Ellsworth here on Good Day.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sailors were guided entire journeys by it, but the joke was on them. There was no fire. There wasn't even a St. Elmo. They made it up. They made it up because they thought they needed it to keep them going and things got tough. Just like you're making up all of this. We're all going through this.
It's our time on the edge.
There are several quintessential moments in a man's life. Losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father, and having the right girl smile at you.
Marriage is going to make you faithful.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The notion of two people spending their entire lives together was invented by people who were lucky to make it to 20 without being eaten by dinosaurs. Marriage is obsolete.
Dinosaurs are obsolete. Marriage is still around.
Doug, I didn't know you were in St. Elmo's fire.
Very funny, Ricky. Very, very funny. The man in motion, John Parr's theme for St. Elmo's fire. As we get started with movie music and movie moments, Chuck Curry is here, obviously from the movie St. Elmo's Fire. Song number one, movie number one during this week in 1985. So you heard a little of what has become pretty much standard fare for people who are Richie's age. They all use this stuff as sort of an anthem as they were growing up. And,
especially if you grew up in Washington, D.C. and went to all of the same bars. I was of age when this movie came. I was 18, 19, 20. And we hit all the same places that were in the movie. And, man, it was big time here.
That was my favorite Brat Pack movie.
So you guys are all about the same age, so you would have had more or less the same experience. Chuck is, Kenny is, Richie is, the same sort of reaction when you hear that music and you think about the song. And it is very therapeutic.
It hit our sweet spot.
Yeah, fun stuff.
The Breakfast Club, all those movies.
Yeah. Right. Yep, a lot of them.
Here's a quick trivia question for Rich. Who is the girl who Emilio Estevez has an infatuation with?
It was Demi Moore, right?
The older woman.
Oh, the older woman. I don't remember.
Annie McDowell.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
older
yeah.
Older woman. Wow.
Yeah.
Thinking about her as an older woman, that's a stretch. And
wow.
Okay.
She's
older than they were. Yeah. All right. So we get to Chucker's pick. Now that we're heading into the fall, there are a lot of people reviewing the fall movies, wondering what the fall is going to be like. And then, of course, it'll be the winter movies and Christmas and all that stuff. What are the best movies coming along? Chucker will highlight that tomorrow. But today, in a moment, he's going to go through his five favorite summer movies here on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious. Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Welcome back.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, so Chucker, over the summer, we've had some fairly good movies. We've had recently the understanding that not Captain America, but the, what's it called, the big savior
movie? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's it, Guardians of the Galaxy. So is that in your list of the top five?
It is. It's my top favorite films of the summer, Guardians of the Galaxy. Fun, funny, very enjoyable. Both me and my daughter loved it. Marvel does it again. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. This movie was smart, moving, very exciting. One of the best apes movie ever. I'd say compared to the original, this is the second best one.
There's a quote. One of the best apes movies ever.
I think is a major talent.
Yes.
Fault in Our Stars, geared to young adults, the story of two teens who have cancer who fall in love. For me, more about life than death. Very enjoyable for the actors in the movie. Shane Woodley, I think, will be a major star. The Expendables 3, pure 80s fun. I had a great time with it. Mel Gibson, Antonio Banderas, and Wesley Snipes add a lot to the mix. And rounding out the top five, the Roger Ebert documentary, Life Itself. If you grew up on Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel, this is a must watch. I really liked it.
My son and I were talking about that. I mean, he's writing scripts now for movies, and we were talking about some of the movies that I'd seen and what he's seen, and he was very high on the Roger Ebert film. I asked him what he thought of November Man, and he sort of chuckled and said it was James Bond without James Bond. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Hi, Chucker. Good job as usual. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. This is...
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.